Shop Talk with Mel presents to you How the Wife Becomes the Other Woman. This episode is brought to you by Chatty Passenger.
Well, thinking they're good to see how's everything, you know. It's good.
Hey, how you doing?
We're here.
How's everything?
Hi, Archie.
Good to see you. Yeah. My wife's in the restroom. Children will be out shortly. How's everything? How's the job?
Sister Betty, how you doing?
I see my lovely wife right here.
Yes, I see. You made it on time. Praise him. What we do?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, y'all. Go ahead, go on in and get your table. How you doing, Archie? Where's Mildred?
She's coming in momentarily. God bless you. Good to see you.
Okay, well, yeah, I got the table.
Okay.
Everybody's all right. Here's your
name
tag.
Thank you so much. All right, yeah.
Here's your program.
Thank you for the program there. Where's Pastor Harry at? Is he coming?
He's at the hotel.
Okay. Well,
he'll be here.
Yeah,
we're
excited to hear what he's going to say this year. Okay?
It's very exciting.
It's going to be such a blessing. I can't wait.
Yes, it is.
Me and Mildred are so excited. We've been waiting for this all year.
Yes, and you know, we definitely have
Archie, wait on me.
Mildred, come on, Mildred. We're waiting, honey.
Hi, Mildred.
Right.
How are you?
I'm good. Where we sit at? Give my name badge.
Yeah, I got your name badge.
He has your name badge. He has your program.
It's
y'all going in and do it yourself.
All right, God bless you.
We got hors d'oeuvres ready for you. We got water. We got tea. We got coffee.
Oh, that's wonderful, Sister Betty. Thank you so much for everything that you put together. Such a blessing.
I've done this for 30 years. That just brings me joy. It brings me joy.
Won't God do it? God is
such
a blessing.
Yes,
he
will. Oh, my mule. Yes.
Hold your mule. God.
Oh, glory. Yes, thank you.
God is so awesome. Yes, he is.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Sister Betty, as I live and breathe, how you doing today, girl?
I'm fine, Walter Eugene. How you doing? Where my girl Patrice?
Oh, you know, she back there doing things, lady things over there, back in the back, away and back. You know, things that I don't even know what they do. It's off in the back.
Yeah, I know how my girl is. I got your name tag. Go ahead, sign in.
All right. Well, you know, I just wanted to just ask you a question about how everything's going between you and the new pastor. I know that could be kind of trying to have a new boss.
Yes, it's very trying. Every time I turn around, this man questioning me like I don't know what I'm doing, Walter Eugene. I've been doing this for over 30 years, you know that?
Yeah, and I've been here when you started. Now, I remember being in vacation Bible school with you, too, and knowing that you can be a little bit bossy. Like that time you took the clay from Miss Odell and you told her we gonna make crosses instead of making praying hands, if you remember that.
And that, now why you bring the wrong stuff? We ain't talking about that note. We talking about the new pastor. And like I said, I've been doing this for too long and he just questioned everything. You know the old pastor. The other pastor didn't question everything.
Yeah, well, he's trying to find his way. You know, it can be quite intimidating to come in here in such a strong congregation has been around for many, many years and then replacing a man who's been pretty much a staple in the community, not only just in this church, but throughout the community. So, I mean, he got a lot of things he got to do here. So, at the root of it, do you believe the man is good for us?
I'm not going to say he's not good for us, but it's just certain things I've noticed and I'm trying to, because he's like my son. I see him as my son. There's certain things that we talk about, but he's just so closed in. I just can't get to him.
Well, when you said you see him as your son, like even with your son, I know him as a fine young man, but it was a time where you had to cut the apron strings.
You got that right. Pop him upside the head a couple of times and still do sometimes because he gets on my nerves.
Well, the pastor is somebody you can't pop upside the head because he's not your son.
I understand, but sometimes I've been wanting to get him to.
Well, you know what? It's just been on my heart, and the Holy Spirit just had me read this section out of Isaiah 30:21. And it goes a little bit roughly like this. Whether you look to the left or you look to the right, you'll hear a voice behind you, walking it. Now, do you think the man is walking in the Holy Spirit?
Yes, I I really believe he is.
Then, he tries. Okay, and the Holy Spirit is having you be a God, being a God to this man, showing the way through our church, letting him know the ups and downs, you know, and empowering you to be strong. Well, you always been strong-headed, pig-headed, if you will. But it just seems to me you just got to just give him a little bit more support and a little bit leeway to be able to do the job that God set him out to do if you feel like he's ordained in the Spirit.
I understand that, but you said me leading him. I try to lead him, well, but sometimes you can't lead a horse to water. Oh, and speaking of, what you mean pig-headed? So what you trying to say?
Well, listen, we go back a long time, so I can say pretty much anything I want to you. But
listen here, man. In fact, where's Patrice at? I'm not even bothered with you no more.
I asked her to stay off to the side.
You know I'm strong. I'm not pig-headed. It's called strong and independent.
I know. I know what she is. And I told her to stay off to the side so I could talk to you man to woman. Because I know you tough, you know. But the thing is that we all want to give the man some support. We all know he got some big shoes to fill. And we just need you to... We want you to know that we support you, and we also support him. But we just need you just to understand that it's been viewed that you may be a little bit, let me find the right words to say this. You being you. You know reduce you a little.
Go on in there and enjoy yourself. Go get some hors d'oeuvres. Go get some water, some juice, some coffee, some something. Go on, get my girl. I'm done talking to you. I don't want to talk to you no more right now. The rest of this retreat, actually, I'm done.
Sister Betty.
Bye.
I love you.
I love you too, but bye. I'd like to welcome everyone to this year's couples retreat. How y'all doing this evening?
Good.
Good, amen. Well, we're getting ready to bring the pastor on up here, and he's going to do his introduction, and then we're going to go into the order of how the weekend is going to go. But right now, I'm going to turn it over to the pastor. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen again. Amen. And amen again.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Betty. God bless you. We'd like to welcome you all to 2017's marriage retreat here. We'd like everyone to bow your heads for a moment of prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for those who are here, Father God. We ask you to just touch these marriages, Father God, who need a touch, Father God. And we ask you to just let some blessings come from this event to let these marriages stay strong. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This year's retreat, the theme is soul ties or soulmate. Some of you think that you're with your soulmate, but really it's a soul tie. So this weekend, we want to hopefully get you with your soulmate. We want to repair some marriages. We want to bring some people back together. We want to regenerate that communication and that love.
Amen.
And be in love again. You know, because a lot of times there ain't no love and no communication in marriage. People just get married just to get married. But this year we want to bring marriages back together. We want you to go back to that honeymoon stage of marriage. We want the honeymoon stage of marriage to be forever. We want you to be in love. We want you to be happy. We want you to communicate. We want you to do things that you ain't never done before. We want your marriage to last forever. Like the folks that were here before us, our forefathers, they was married 50, 60, 70 years. So we want to have that mentality of marriage once again. All right, enjoy some hors d'oeuvres and some tea and coffee and mingle amongst each other and have some conversation. Like I said, we welcome you again to this year's marriage retreat. Be blessed and have a good time. God bless you. We'll see you.
Amen. All right, everyone, you heard the pastor. Y'all go on ahead and finish eating and enjoying yourself and congregate. Breakfast is tomorrow at 9 a.m. Then we also have breakout groups from 12 to 4. The ball is tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock. Please be on time, and I expect to see everybody in here now.
Sunday.
The service will begin promptly at 9:30 in the main ballroom. God bless you. Good night. Enjoy yourself. Eat all this food, please. And please, y'all do me one more favor. Husbands and wives, please keep your eyes on your own prize. You are here to enjoy your spouse and no one else. Thank you and good evening.
Tune in next week for the next episode of How the Wife Becomes the Other Woman. Take a ride with the chatty passenger, Miss Lavetta Jenkins. For reviews, recaps, rants, and randoms, visit her at her website at chattypassenger.com.